use of an auto. And to the extent the auto doesn't leave the airport, there is auto liability coverage under the airport liability. To the extent that the auto ever leaves for any reason or is operated out other than the tarmac, like on the rudder lane or something like that, then the inland marine would not extend to that. It would cover you for the physical damage of it, but it wouldn't cover you for the liability.
Yeah, tugs are the same, fall in the same category. Tugs are, you know, small vehicles that we use only on airport property and are not, so, are not insured, probably not legal to drive on any kind of roads, public roads. So, I don't know, I probably want to take a second look at that category and make sure, you know, I ran all this by my insurance representative, and I don't think we look at that category in that way as covering fuel trucks. So, everything else, we didn't have any questions about. He didn't, I didn't. Except now that I'm understanding what you or your intent was with this category, I might want to have another discussion.
Okay. On one of the samples that came, I think the, what was the Yellowstone, didn't that come from AOPA?
It did. And before you say, I happened to have dinner with the airport manager from the Yellowstone Airport about 3 weeks ago, just by accident. And, but
you said how much we're quoting him?
I told him he was God.
Would you have dinner with Georgetown, Texas yet? I figured we're going to Georgetown. Let's look at Georgetown.
No, not yet.
Well, theirs is 300,000, Georgetown, Texas, and that's a airport much bigger than this one. Yellowstone's was 500,000 on-premises motor vehicle liability. Georgetown's for on airport was 300,000. Stafford's, I can't remember what Stafford's was. That's why I just questioned $1 million for vehicle liability. Maybe we need to break that down then. If the intent is to cover fuel trucks, I'm going to say fuel trucks, and make other vehicles maybe a little more reasonable.
Could be, but then the operator is going to have to buy two different limits for his. He has two different kinds of autos. Normally, the business auto policy is sold with a single limit. The main purpose of that is to make sure that, not knowing, I mean, in this particular circumstance, we know if the auto is never leaving the site or whatever, that's a given set of knowledge that we're not always going to have, based on a matrix which was designed to be fairly simple. So if you've got a situation where somebody is operating, a private passenger unit, I don't think that's really the concern or the intent of this, so much as the fuel cell, the fuel truck operation.
But what about a situation such as, for instance, my airplane weighs 30,000 pounds. I have a tug that I keep in the hangar to use to pull it out and put it back in. Are you saying this applies to that?
Well, no. A tug is not designed for operation over the road. It's not even going to meet the definition of auto and wouldn't be eligible for coverage under the auto.
And we're only talking about the fuel cells end of it, the fuel cells operator.
No,
you're not a fuel
cell. But then that requires that it is the fuel cells. It's not required for any of the other lines of activity.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Well, then why don't we use the word automobile then? If we're intended for a fuel truck, why don't we say fuel truck then and take the word automobile?
That's the only thing you can cover under the business auto policy.
But any one of these businesses could have a vehicle that they use. I mean, a charter company could have a vehicle, a business automobile. Any one, an aircraft, any company could purchase a vehicle that it would, for a business use.
What about a courtesy car? Would a courtesy car?
But again, this is just for fuel sales.
Where does it say that? That's the confusion that we're having.
It says fuel sales, but it says automobile. And a fuel truck is about a far cry away from it being an automobile as an automobile can be.
Well, if the fuel truck is built on a chassis that's designed for over-the-road use, then it would definitely be square.
They're not designed on a chassis for over-the-road use. Look at the gear ratio. A fuel truck out here wide open may do 25 miles an hour if you got the floor high gear and pedal to the floor, right? That's certainly not designed for over-the-road use. That big 10,000-gallon tanker that state police had, I think those things will do a maximum, 35 mile an hour maximum?
Well, I think that the intent is to protect the county from the liability caused by the fuel operation and the vehicles associated with it.
Well, the point is,
I think what Scott's saying is that an automobile business automobile policy would cover